Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairperson. Croatia aligns itself with your statement. We thank High Commissioner Grandi for his update, which once again highlighted the disturbing reality we are facing and the necessity for firm international action. We congratulate High Commissioner and the organization for unyielding resolve to keep focus on sustainable solutions. Allow me also to congratulate Côte d'Ivoire for the efforts leading to the recommendation for cessation clause. Yet another year of the COVID-19 pandemic is behind us, learning to live under its shadow marked 2021. 1 year after the outbreak, we already had the vaccine and almost half of the world population received the first dose. Regretfully, the majority of vaccines did not yet reach the most vulnerable. With this in mind, we commend UNHCR efforts in advocating the inclusion of refugees in national vaccination plans and access to health services. My country joined the global efforts in this respect. We took part in funding of COVAX, and on bilateral level, we have assisted with half million doses our neighbors in the Western Balkans, as well Iran, Kyrgyzstan, Tunisia, Bhutan, Vietnam, and Trinidad and Tobago. At the national level, with the support of our partners, among which the central role is played by the UNHCR and Croatian Red Cross, we continue to provide asylum seekers and refugees with healthcare and information on COVID-19 in respective languages. Education for children remains one of our priorities both nationally and abroad. Croatia pays particular attention to include refugee children in our national education system, and we ensure that they enjoy the same level of participation in education during the pandemics. We welcome the advocacy and efforts of UNHCR and its partners in the past 5 years, resulting in raising the enrollment of refugees in tertiary education from 1% to 5%. Applying the nobody should be left behind principle, we included refugees and asylum seekers in our national socioeconomic recovery plan. Those affected by downsizing due to COVID-19 are entitled to the Croatian Employment Office benefits and assisted to look for new employment opportunities. We are aware that in many places the COVID-19 accompanied other already difficult realities. The conflicts continued despite Secretary General's plea for a ceasefire, and in some instances they were further aggravated, and new crises such as Ethiopia, Mozambique, Myanmar, and recently Afghanistan were triggered. Once again, UNHCR proved to be a reliable partner, which stayed and delivered. Furthermore, we appreciate UNHCR efforts to ease disproportionate effect on COVID-19 on displaced persons, especially refugee women and girls, in particular in respect of sexual violence and access of girls to education. This year, when we celebrate the 70th anniversary of the Refugee Convention, the numbers of forcibly displaced persons are not dropping, but seems to be on the constant rise. Croatia took part in burden sharing by relocating 250 refugees from Syria, and in September this year, the families from Afghanistan. In the first 8 months of 2021, we have received 1,644 applications for asylum. Regretfully, despite all the benefits that the asylum seekers are granted once the asylum process is completed, 70% of them choose to leave Croatia and set out for a new journey to their desired destination. Especially in recent months, we have seen attempts by states to exploit the vulnerability of human beings for political purposes. The instrumentalization of migrants and refugees by states is utterly unacceptable and violates fundamental values and principles. We remain determined to protect the EU external borders and prevent abuse of the EU asylum system. Last year, during the Croatian presidency of the EU, the EU embarked on creating the new Pact on Migration and Asylum. Throughout and following this process, Croatia remained a strong supporter of its adoption. The EU entrusted Croatia with the implementation of a pilot project introducing independent monitoring of police conduct towards migrants and asylum seekers for border monitoring, building upon Croatia's own independent mechanism already in place since 2007. We are particularly pleased that our efforts in providing border control while meeting the needs of refugees and asylum seekers have been recognized by Assistant High Commissioner Gillian Triggs during her visit to Croatia in July this year. We believe in the importance of sharing our experience in managing migration flows in order to strengthen partnership with Western Balkans country. Mr. Vice Chair, the world has reached the devastating figure of over 80 million forcibly displaced persons. The fact that 8 out of 10 countries experiencing consequences of climate change are also in a state of conflict clearly demonstrate that humanitarian assistance is not enough. Holistic approach, which caters for development and at the same time for solutions to the root causes, becomes indispensable. We commend the UNHCR for covering all these aspects in its work in the past years, and especially in the strategic framework on climate action. In conclusion, even though COVID-19 pandemic took the limelight, let us not forget the important outcomes achieved 2 years ago on the Global Refugee Forum. We need to remain vigilant by keeping focus on the instruments that the Global Compact on Refugees provided us with, as they are essential in coping with the current and future situations. On that note, we believe the upcoming high-level officials meeting will provide an opportunity to take stock of the achieved as well as define the sustainable way forward. I thank you.